Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of London, England. 100 years ago, the British Empire signed the Balfour Declaration that led to the Jewish State of Israel. That's the headline. In one moment, Winky Madad comes to this broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Tell me about the Balfour Declaration. How did it come into existence and what was its purpose?
Prime Minister Lloyd George and the Foreign Secretary, Arthur Balfour, were very much steeped in the Bible, and their approach was that Christian Zionism should assist the Jews. That was the basis. It's quite odd that Arabs today are really criticizing Britain for what they did when they did exactly the same thing. They sought out British help in order to establish what they thought was their legitimate rights. Britain had a different interpretation. They said Palestine, at that time on both banks of the Jordan, was to be the Jewish state because that was the land of Israel, as everybody knows from the Bible. The Arabs would get Syria, Lebanon, Mesopotamia that became Iraq. They had Saudi Arabia. Egypt was also an Arab state, but the Balfour and other leaders in France and Italy, in the League of Nations, and even President Woodrow Wilson, all agreed with the Balfour Declaration that there should be a reconstituted Jewish national home in Palestine.
I was listening earlier, Winky, to a BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, interview with one of the descendants of Balfour, and he said that their study of the scriptures, and in particular the Old Testament, so these are Christian politicians actually studying the Old Testament, realizing that it did call for a return of the Jewish people to their homeland.
I would hope that any Christian who reads the Bible knows that the Jews belong in the land of Israel, that it's God's intention that they be in the land of Israel. Jerusalem and its future rebuilt temple is where all the peoples will come together. The vision of a biblical prophetic proportion amongst Christian politicians in the British Empire coming together with the Jewish attempt to reestablish themselves. So this is very important for the British to see that the Bible for them was coming alive in their interpretation of what Britain's role should be in the world.
Winky Madad with the details on how the British Balfour Declaration led to the rebirth of a Jewish state in the Middle East. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. God's word said that the Lord would reestablish a Jewish state in the Middle East in the last days. Politicians studying the prophetic word of God caused these politicos to write the Balfour Declaration, which set the stage for the rebirth of the Jewish state of Israel in our world. Evidence that all of Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...